We're excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. To receive 10% off your first order, use the code PHARMACY10.
Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast. Hey, ASHP summary today, mid-year 2019. American Society of Health System Pharmacists, Las Vegas. What an amazing gathering of more pharmacy professionals than any other conference. We had a booth, which was part of the RX VIP concierge, with Dr. Nabila Ishmael, Dr. Sophia Lin, and Dr. Brianne Weiss, including the Lux Pharmacist, one of the pharmacy podcasts that we have on the network, Dr. Madeline Aquiliano. She is doing some amazing things. So what I noticed, many of the newer pharmacists, P4 and above, some of them looking for residency opportunities as a resident at a health system or as a fellow at a special project. We recognize the worry, especially with the future of pharmacy really changing and what a pharmacist will do 5 years from now and how that will differentiate from even today, even though we are changing. I was excited to see as many vendors in the exhibit hall supporting pharmacists in the health system side, as well as just in general, and their belief in pharmacy. Was very impressed with the exhibitors there. We will be interviewing Mr. Brian Courtney. Dr. Courtney is a PharmD with Micro Merchant Systems. We talked with Ray Castro, Director of Solutions Management for Transport Automation, part of SwissLog, about his robot carriers throughout health systems, which is really cool. Jordan Brown with RX Destroyer is part of our summary show today. RX Destroyer is a sponsor of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We're in great appreciation. We're going to have upcoming episodes with RX Destroyer about proper drug disposal and those technologies. Had a really interesting conversation with Dr. Sterling Gredding. She's an amazing thought leader in pharmacy, and I expect to have Starling on at some point because of her wealth of knowledge of pharmacy and her experience not only in health system but community and specialty. Wanted to give a shout out to Aaron Hewitt with McKesson Pharmacy Technology Services. They'll be returning to the Pharmacy Podcast in the 2020, which is going to be amazing. Also, Novartis, we had a conversation with Mr. Robert Clifton Jr., really interesting in their cardiovascular sales division and their new medications out and coming out. Synovion, so wanted to talk with Synovion Pharmaceuticals, and we will be reaching out to them. Wanted to give a shout out to Aaron Gillespie. And then Ray Vega with Pfizer, their injectables division. Ray and I had a wonderful conversation about leveraging podcasting to educate pharmacists and physicians in discussions between the two and building more collaboration. Very excited about the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and you as the listener are helping drive our 75,000 plus listeners and beyond. Broadcasting live is going to become something that we're going to do more of. Right now, Ken Sternfeld has the broadcast live coming through the Pharmacy Podcast Network through Helium Radio on Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can tune into that show to learn more about being a RX VIP concierge pharmacist and working directly with physicians in primary care environments with those chronic patients that need pharmacy services worse than anyone in the space and in healthcare. And excited about today's summary show. If you were at the ASHP mid-year, I want you to help us get this information out. ASHP 19, the Pharmacy Podcast was the second most influential from impressions on Twitter with that hashtag as we were driving for all of our followers. And a shout out to you. Thank you so much for everything that you do. I ran into Tony Guerra at the event at mid-year. He actually did some interviews that we're going to be also pushing out through social media. Tony interviewed several candidates looking for residencies, including Pharmacy Podcast Network participant of the Integrated Pharmacist, Adam Baleo. He does an amazing job with Integrated Pharmacist. Take a listen to that. I'll have links in the show notes. But let's get to the interviews of the ASHP 2019 mid-year event in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, I'm here with Bill Holmes with RX Safe at the ASHP 2019. Bill, how are you doing?
Todd, I'm doing great. This is the home stretch today on Wednesday, and we've had a great show. I love this organization, super easy to work with. We're always surprised at the quality of the show and how well it's organized. We've had a great flow of interested people with our products, particularly our new retail-oriented automated strip packaging system called the Rapid Pack RX. We have our legacy system with the RX Safe. We're in 10 of the top 20 health systems in the country with the RX Safe, helping people take care of narcotics diversion, inventory control, higher accuracy, and higher productivity.
So what are you seeing in the health system space from a hospital size perspective? Are these organizations finally looking down into the technologies for adherence purposes to take a patient from inpatient to outpatient?
Well, from our point of view, it's a very complex environment, as you know. But from our point of view, the opportunity to stop readmission, which can be extremely costly to these organizations, is our number one focus. We think the one of the biggest reasons for readmission is pain management, and one of the biggest reasons that people experience pain is they're not on proper medication, not taking medication correctly. So there's a great opportunity to do an adherence strip pack in a Rapid Pack RX, which is a 10-minute cycle from start to finish at the point of discharge, and allow that patient to leave with 30 days supply of medications clearly labeled, so help them take it correctly. They may be on a brand new medication regimen. They've been in a severe situation inside an acute care center like that, and maybe having great difficulty trying to sort out what they need to do with their meds. This is the best way to do it. So if you can get somebody out the door healed and on the way to recovery and have them take medications correctly as prescribed for 30 days, you've got a great chance of improving their lives, improving their health, avoiding readmission, and then developing a lifelong pattern of proper medication administration through the adherence system. Because once people start using the strip packaging with a pouch per med pass per day, they really find that convenience works, and they're going to continue on that path.
Pharmacy Podcast Network is extremely excited about the upcoming RX Safe series. We will be talking about health system in the future, so if you're listening now and you have questions for Bill and or his team, please reach out to rxsafe at rxsafe.com. Bill, it's great to always see you. We love the partnership that you have, and we really are excited about the passion that comes from this organization.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the opportunity.
We're here at the ASHP 2019, and I'm with Jordan Brown with RX Destroyer. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, RX Destroyer has been a customer and a client giving lots of great information to the Pharmacy Podcast Network for about a year now. How does health system differentiate with regards to your product from like a community pharmacy?
Well, community pharmacy, you'll see a focus on direct to the consumer coming in with pills or something they're looking to dispose of.
Right.
You'll see it more often in the health system. They're doing more of the outgoing, hey, you need this to come with your medication, or you need to do something with this amount of meds that you're taking home while you're leaving the hospital systems or whatever it is.
Okay. And so is some of the products being used in the health system itself?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we have several different sizes, and where in the hospital systems it's being used will determine the size.
Okay.
So you see it everywhere from nurses' carts to in OR surgery centers, you know, even in the local pharmacy within the hospital.
Okay. So this is an education for the health system sometimes, too. Sometimes the hospitals might not have protocols to destroy medications. Are you guys helping to build those protocols?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we do extensive research on is defining what the DEA is actually looking for. And when we talk with different people in the health field, sometimes they're just not even aware of, like, what does it really mean to be rendered irretrievable? Or the method they think they're using meets that.
Right. So how's this conference gone for you guys so far?
It's been incredible. You see people from the attendees to even other vendors have come over and wanted to be educated on the product just because of what they see in the displays. And once we go into the product, they're pretty fascinated by the ease of use and how this can make them compliant.
Jordan, what about the education for our students and residents? You know, they're just starting their pharmacy careers, and sometimes I think encouraging them to understand the importance of proper drug disposal is key.
Yeah, and it's been pretty incredible. One of the other members in our booth, Carrie Miller, she said it best when she's talking to these younger attendees or who are graduating. She said, you know, you're our future.
Exactly.
And you really have to be educated. And if we can educate you early, you can carry this process back with you to wherever you're going to, you know, end up being employed or really working with patients or whatever capacity to bring that education back home.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan Brown with Rx Destroyer. We appreciate you. Hey, we're here at the ASHP with Ray Castro with Swiss Log. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So the reason why I stopped by, which was exciting for me to see, was these robots that are moving around on your floor. Share with our listeners about what Swiss Log's doing in the health system space with robotics.
Yeah, sure. So Swiss Log has a portfolio of automation that's in the pharmacy, but also automation throughout the hospital to move things around. We call that a transport automation portfolio. And we recognized that there was a need to some gaps in that transport side. And we partnered with a tech company in the Silicon Valley called Savio. And we're using this robotic technology from Savio to extend that transport footprint in ways that we weren't able to do before.
Excellent. Yeah, it's to run a medication from one floor to another. Are they going through elevators as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So the robots can call an elevator just like a person can, and they'll board and they'll turn and stare at the thing and ignore everyone else just like normal people do in an elevator.
Unless they're creepers.
That's
then
right.
Just like, don't talk to me, I'm in an elevator. Well, I'm very impressed. I think that this is very necessary in where we're going with healthcare in general, lowering costs, and then the importance of a pharmacist's involvement. How do you think robotics and artificial intelligence are going to impact pharmacists and pharmacy care in the next decade?
Well, I mean, from our standpoint as an automation company, what we're focused on is what else can we do to automate the lower value parts of, you know, different workflows and the pharmacy automation. So, and our goal is then to be able to let the pharmacy staff, who are licensed to do some very high-level things, to focus at that higher level versus the lower-level kind of low-value stuff. So in our view, that's where we're going, is that pharmacies will become more efficient, and automation will help them with that, you know, the lower-value tasks, and the farm staff will be more satisfied because they're doing what they're trained to do and those kinds of things.
Ray, with SwissLog, we really appreciate your participation at the ASHP, and we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. Hey, I'm here with Brian Courtney with MicroMartian Systems. Brian, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me, Todd. Appreciate it.
So, ASHP, when I think of MicroMartian, I think of the strength that you developed initially in community pharmacy and then long-term care pharmacy, because guess what? I competed with you guys back in the day. And you're a strong, community-driven, independent pharmacy-focused system that has grown up into specialty, and now you're in health system. So tell us a little bit about health systems specifically. How does MicroMartian compete with some of those larger systems out there that are attached to some of the EHR systems?
Yeah, Todd, great question. Really, the strength of our platform has been developed out of the community pharmacy environment. And, you know, we've been doing this for 30 years. And the big thing that we've really worked to do is make sure that we constantly are listening to our customers. And through that, the platform has grown over the last three decades to really be a platform that can run multiple pharmacy workflows from one pharmacy operating system. So that's become really appealing to the health system pharmacies as they look to kind of really now continue to enter the community marketplace with the mail orders, with the long-term cares, with specialty pharmacies. So our systems become very appealing into the health system marketplace because we have that platform that can pivot across multiple workflows.
So talk to me about data reporting and how important that is to a pharmacy administrator, a director, or even an owner to look back at their data in the MicroMartian systems and be able to project what's going to happen in the next 3 months for demand, to prevent shortages, and to prepare their pharmacist to do more hands-on with the patient rather than being behind a computer screen.
Yeah, wow, there's a lot in that question. Let me try and unpack it. So, you know, really some of the things that I think a lot of the healthcare administrators and the pharmacy management teams are really looking to do is, how can I take technology and make it work for me instead of me working for the technology? So through a lot of the things that we've put into the PrimeRx platform, there's a lot of automation in there. There's a lot of medication synchronization programs that have really helped us to be able to minimize the touches from the personnel so that they can really focus on taking care of the patient.
That's terrific. So what is your outlook on pharmacy in the next, you could say 10 years because we're at the end of a decade, but what my concern is, as someone who's been in pharmacy since 2004, is the fact that I know it's changing. And I've seen the layoffs at the level of, you know, the big national players. And I'm thinking, you know, pharmacy's transforming and pharmacy's changing. So somebody with background in pharmacy, what's your outlook for pharmacists over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, Todd, I mean, I came into this in 1999. So I was actually just talking to somebody about, I remember being offered the BMW to go work in a retail pharmacy. Those days are gone. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of really important things to be optimistic about in the pharmacy as well. Yes, mail order is going to continue to grow. Yes, community pharmacy might shrink its footprint, but I think that the challenges there for us as a pharmacy profession is to pivot into the next services that are going to be there. You look at like pharmacogenomics, medication therapy management, immunizations. You know, there's much more that we can do as a provider in the pharmacy market that aren't necessarily focused around the filling and the billing of the prescription. So, you know, when I look at the health systems, I'm optimistic for them because I think having them more involved in community care is going to improve the outcomes of our patients, is going to help drive down the cost of the country. So, you know, I think it's just a shift in the marketplace. It's like a pendulum. I think we're just shifting to more outcomes focused and less, you know, really focused on how many prescriptions can I fill in my community pharmacy today.
Brian Courtney, thank you so much for participating in the wrap-up show for the ASHP 2019.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm here with Dr. Brian Weiss with RxVIP, who is a pioneer, really, in what you're doing, Brian. So tell me about RxVIP.
So RxVIP has been around for 5 years, but over the last year, we've really been perfecting the model of placing pharmacists directly into physicians' offices to work. I do this full-time for the company, and it's been a really rewarding process so far, and I'm excited to help pharmacists all across the country.
So why was it important for RxVIP to be here at the ASHP 2019?
ASHP 2019 is the largest meeting of pharmacists in the world. So I felt for us to be here would really bring a vision to our initiative, really bring this to students, practicing pharmacists, and really just the pharmacy industry in general.
So Ken Sternfeld has a channel on our network called The Concierge Pharmacist, and he was really the visionary to kind of start RxVIP. However, Dr. Ishmael and Dr. Sophia and you and Dr. Cruz and Jason Covalina, you're all bringing something very special to this platform and this movement. We're at the end of a decade. What do you think pharmacy looks like in the next 10 years?
I think pharmacy in the next 10 years is going to be completely different than it is today. I think we're going to move away from pharmacists being treated as machines, and we're going to move to really more provider role. I definitely see pharmacists being more clinical in their nature and using the information that we have that we've studied so hard to learn, really with patients, giving them an optimal healthcare experience.
So RxVIP is literally helping pharmacists build their own consultancy.
Absolutely, but we give you all the tools to do that. So it's literally a perfect model for pharmacists all across the country.
So this is the ASHP 2019 summary show. However, we're going to be doing some other shows with you and the RxVIP team. But if this is the first time a pharmacist is listening and they're realizing that they've never heard of this before, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us through email, through social media. My email personally is my name, Brianne, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, at rxvipconcierge.com. You can also reach Sophia and Nabila, the same email addresses with their first names. You can also find me on Instagram at farmd_Brie, and I also have a blog that's the same.
And I also want listeners to know that the Pharmacy Podcast Network is a partner with the RxVIP team. So if it's easier for you to remember, at Pharmacy Podcast, you can tweet us or Instagram, or you can email at us by just going to the website pharmacypodcast.com. But Brian, thank you so much for participating in the summary show.
Thank you so much. Excited for what's to come.
In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or step back into safety. As pharmacists, we've come a long way from counting pills and placing labels on bottles, but in the acute and ambulatory care settings, we're seen as Clark Kent. Normal, misunderstood, easily overlooked. I mean, you wouldn't call Clark Kent a superhero, would you?
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.